Insulin news. Sanofi to discontinue Insuman insulins over upcoming months. In February 2023, Sanofi, manufacturers of the human insulin range Insuman, announced that production and sales of this range will end within the next 4 months. Sanofi is set to discontinue the following products by the end of February: Insuman basal 100 IU mil suspension for injection in a cartridge, insulin Isofane human, and Insuman COMB 25 100 IU mil suspension for injection in a cartridge, insulin biphasic Isofane human. The company is also discontinuing the following products by the end of May and June 2023: Insuman Rapide 100 IU mil solution for injection in a cartridge, insulin soluble human, in May 2023. Insuman Basal Solo Star 100 IU mil suspension for injection in a prefilled pen, insulin Isofane human, in June 2023, and Insuman COMB 25 Solo Star 100 IU mil suspension for injection in a prefilled pen, insulin biphasic Isofane human, also in June 2023. Fewer than 1% of people receiving insulin in the UK are prescribed these insulins, as people with diabetes are increasingly managed with modern analogue insulins. People currently receiving any of the Insuman insulins should be moved to a suitable alternative treatment under the supervision of their prescribing doctor as soon as possible.
Hawk insulin. Misinformation still going on. Some of our readers will not even be aware that IDDT formed originally when, in the 1980s and 90s, people were changed from natural animal insulin to so-called synthetic human insulin, often without being told. This resulted in significant numbers of people experiencing serious adverse effects, the most common being loss or reduced hypo warnings. When they asked to change back to animal insulin, many people were refused, but some people were assertive and changed back to the animal insulin that suited them better. However, then and in the following years, people have been told that animal insulins are no longer being made. This was not true then, and it is not true now. Pork insulin is still available on an NHS prescription, in exactly the same way as human and analogue insulins, and people are still entitled to an informed choice of treatment. IDDT still receives calls from people who have been taking animal insulin for as many as 50 years or more, but they are being told that pork insulin is no longer being made and are changed to synthetic insulin. Recently, we received a call from a frightened lady who had recently been told by her healthcare team that pork insulin was no longer being made, so she was changed to analog insulins. She lost her hypo warnings immediately. IDDT told her it is still being made, and her relief was tremendous. This begs the question of why this information is still being given to patients. Where does this misinformation come from when pork insulin is on the NHS drug tariff like all other insulins available in the UK? IDDT wants to reassure people who are taking pork insulin that it continues to be available and you are entitled to have it prescribed on the NHS.
Does insulin make you fat? In theory, fat storage should only happen when there is enough energy to store, which is when you have eaten more calories than your body needs. In people with diabetes, the pancreas produces the amount of insulin needed to keep blood glucose levels normal by constantly producing insulin in response to variables such as meals or stress. In type 1 diabetes, the beta cells in the pancreas that produce insulin are destroyed by an autoimmune attack. Therefore, with little or no insulin being produced, the body cannot convert food into energy or fat, which is why people newly diagnosed with type 1 diabetes often lose weight. Once insulin treatment starts, weight is usually regained to the proper level. In the past, people with type 1 have tended to be slim due to hyperglycemia, but as a result of improvements in treatment and technology, they have now caught up with the general population and are no more or less likely to be overweight. However, increasing numbers of people with type 1 are overweight or obese, and those with obesity are more likely to develop insulin resistance and double diabetes. Double diabetes refers to people with type 1 diabetes who are overweight, have a family history of type 2 diabetes and or insulin resistance. This can be challenging to manage. Research suggests that those with double diabetes are at higher risk of future complications independently of average glucose control as measured by HbA1cs.
This is quite complicated. In theory, injected insulin should not cause weight gain unless you're eating too much. However, clinical trials and the reported experiences of people with diabetes suggest that insulin treatment does cause weight gain. In addition, the DCCT, the most rigorous long-term trial in type 1 diabetes, found that people using intensive insulin treatment gained 10 pounds more than the people using less insulin. Having said this, they also had improved blood glucose levels and health improvements. It is not clear why this happens, and there are several possible explanations. 1. Insulin that is injected under the skin is not exactly the same as insulin produced by the pancreas, which could introduce some metabolic dysfunction that could cause extra weight gain. 2. It could be the frequency of hypoglycemia, which causes people with type 1 diabetes to overeat, to bring blood glucose levels back up, and of course, just the fear of hypos may cause some people to deliberately overeat. And 3, another possible cause, and one that has changed over the years, is that people nowadays are more likely to snack and inject extra insulin to deal with it, to prevent snacking causing blood sugar rises.
In type 2 diabetes, most experts believe that starting insulin in the treatment of type 2 diabetes does cause weight gain, as do some other medications for type 2 diabetes. Excess weight is highly associated with the progression of type 2 diabetes and complications, so it is especially important for people with type 2 diabetes to have treatments that are less likely to cause weight gain. The research on the explanations for this is conflicting and complicated, but one study suggests it could be due to more sedentary behaviour as opposed to the insulin itself. Of course, it could also be, as with type 1 diabetes, snacking to prevent hypos.
Insulin-associated weight gain is not inevitable. There are several modifiable factors that can increase insulin sensitivity, which may help to keep weight in check. Here are some tips. 1. Eat more healthily. Some diets are better for weight maintenance than others. Foods with plenty of fibre and protein help you to feel fuller, faster, and reduce the desire to eat, whereas foods that are sweet, starchy, fatty, and salty make you want to eat more. 2. Exercise regularly. This improves insulin sensitivity, so smaller amounts of insulin can be used without blood sugars rising. 3. Correct insulin dose. Don't use too much insulin because it will cause hypos and lead to overeating. 4. Treat hypos carefully. Try not to overeat to correct a hypo, as this increases the number of calories and you may need extra insulin for correcting the resulting high. And 5. Check if you are thirsty. Sometimes when we feel hungry, we may be thirsty, so choose drinking water. This is essential to keeping hydrated and also feeling fuller.
Conclusions. Insulin causes the body to store fat and gain weight, and many people with diabetes gain weight when starting treatment with insulin. However, weight gain is not inevitable, and there are several things you can do to try and maintain your weight. 1. Talk to your doctor or healthcare professional about adjusting your insulin regime and for help with diet. 2. Choose foods high in protein and fibre that need less insulin. And 3. Exercise regularly to increase insulin sensitivity.